going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is $100 radio, man. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. That's it. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? You like TV?
What?
New thing, Jim, a television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah!
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed for Satan.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy. This is the state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
It's strange how life so often imitates art. Hi, welcome to Aerial View. My name is Chris T. You're listening to WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange. If you were here last week, we did a show entitled True Cop Tales. And I invited my listeners to call and tell me about their experiences with local law enforcement. And only a week later, it is I who am having an experience with my local law enforcers. Friends, I was arrested this morning. I was handcuffed. I was thrown in jail. I was told to remove my shoelaces and my belt. And I was read my rights. All of this at 9 a.m. in the morning. By a very unkind police officer. Now, you may be wondering why. Well, I'll leave it up to you to guess. The phone number here is 201-678-7743. And we were going to talk about this thing that we're all part of, namely radio. It's a very important subject, something that's near and dear to me, something I have been finding more and more about, and would love to talk to you about it. But you know, this is your show, and not mine, and I would like you to call me and tell me what you would like to talk about. I have several ideas, some of them good, some of them bad. But why should I be the lone voice on these airwaves? Don't you want to feel the power, that access to FM's clear, static-free signal gives you? Please call and exploit WFMU's 1440 watts. Hello, welcome to the air. Welcome to the air.
Hey.
Yes.
Why don't we talk about what people are going to do on the weekend? Because, like, I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend, and I'd like to get some suggestions. Maybe you could just, that could be the topic. What should Rob do on his weekend this weekend?
I like that topic as much as any other.
Okay, so we could, like, ask people?
Yeah, what should Rob do on his weekend?
What should I do this weekend?
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Martha?
Yes.
I enjoy myself in the jail cell?
Yes.
No, I did not.
Did they feed you breakfast?
No, they didn't feed me breakfast, Martha.
So, was it because you wanted to punch me in the head last week?
Yes, that's why I was arrested and led away in handcuffs, because I wanted to punch you in the head.
Again?
Yes.
Wow. I'm glad you're out.
Thanks, Martha. I had to have someone come down and spring me out. They had to pay my bail.
You should have called me. I know a lot of judges.
I'm sure you do, Martha.
I know them all by first names.
Really?
I could have helped you, no problem.
I bet you can even tell who those judges are in the dark, couldn't you?
No.
Okay.
Nah. Not anymore. I'm married now.
Martha, thanks for brightening my day. It was a pretty bad day until you called.
Drink some Bass Ale. It will make you happier.
Thanks, Martha. Bye. Martha's prescription for the weekend, Rob. Drink some Bass Ale. It'll make you happier. Aren't you glad that we have access? That we can get in front of this microphone? And you can get in front of your phone? I use we in the royal sense, the royal we. And we can just talk. You know, access to the airwaves is so often abused. I was in a laundromat earlier this week doing my laundry. Gee, that's odd, isn't it? Doing your laundry in a laundromat. And in this laundromat, they have a TV set. They have two TV sets, and they have cable TV. And it's a beautiful, clear, colorful TV signal that they have there. And I was forced to watch through several cycles of washing and one of drying TV talk shows of the stripe where the host runs around in the audience with a microphone a la Phil Donahue. And shows hosted by people, you know, who make me scratch my head and say, where the hell did that person come from? I know where Ricky Lake came from. Ricky Lake was in a John Waters movie, Hairspray. And then she turns up with a talk show. And then Jenny Jones. And then someone named Mo. Just Mo. And it upset me. Hang on a minute. Hello, welcome to the air.
How you doing?
Okay.
I had an idea for like what Rob can do this weekend.
Okay.
I think you should come to Scott, Greg's, and Steve's house and mow their lawn.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, man.
I don't think he's going to take you up on that idea, but thanks anyway.
Thanks, man.
Bye. The phone number here is 201-678-7743. We're moving slowly into the main body, the main portion, the meaty part of our program. But first, we must go through the gristle. And at the end will be the bone. Hello, welcome to the air.
Chris.
Yes.
I have a topic.
Yes.
Peeping Tom-ism.
Peeping Tom-ism?
Mm-hmm.
You mean voyeurism?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you want to talk about that?
Well, just to see if it's other people.
If other people are peeping Toms? Are you, sir, a peeping Tom?
Well, no, not in the true sense of the word.
But do you like to watch?
I've seen.
You've seen?
I've seen things.
Things?
Yep.
What kind of things you've seen?
Well, we should do it in a way that's not graphic.
Well, of course, we would have to do it in a way that's not graphic.
Right.
It's kind of hard, though.
My neighbor walking around.
Your neighbor walking around?
You know.
What? In undress? In a state of undress?
Correct.
Okay, does your neighbor know you watch?
No.
Oh. Is it a concerted effort for you to see this? Do you have to go out of your way?
Pretty much, yeah.
You have to, like, bend your neck?
No. The windows work. You know, it's a good sight line.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see this neighbor or talk to this neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
And is there any embarrassment on your part? Do you feel suddenly ashamed when you see her?
No.
Is she someone that you prefer to look at in a state of undress?
It's okay. It's so pleasing to the eye.
Where do you live? Without giving me the street address.
No way.
Where do you live? What major geographic area do you live in?
I'll just say Morris County.
Morris County.
Right.
Okay. Now, are you in a private home or an apartment house?
Correct.
Now, narrow it down for me, chum. Private home or apartment house? Choose one.
The burbs. What do you think?
You're in a private home.
Correct.
Okay. And take it, this person who wanders around undressed is also in a private home.
Correct.
Opposite yours.
Correct.
And is this person's bedroom that you see into?
Correct.
Is this person a... This is like 20 questions. Is this person a married person?
Correct.
Or really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so... What would happen if you were discovered watching? Is that possible?
Oh, that'd be awful.
I mean, is it possible that you would be discovered?
Highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely. Do you see these two people having sexual congress?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And is it a matter of their shades being undrawn, or what's the story? Okay, so do you feel that they're doing this without any thought that someone could see?
Absolutely.
What convinces you of this?
Because it's only the most minimal of openings.
Oh, really? So you have an area of what size, let's say, to peek through?
Inches.
Mere inches, and you can see things?
Good angle.
Really?
Super angle.
How often or how long have you been watching?
A couple of years.
You're kidding me?
Mm-mm.
A couple of years?
Mm-hmm.
Who was in the neighborhood first, you or this other person?
Other.
And then you moved in and saw this going on.
And surprise, yep.
Okay, when describe for me the first time you saw this.
What precipitated it?
Yes.
Probably just the most casual, you know, walking by a window.
And you all of a sudden saw what out of your corner of your eye? What did you see? You saw flesh?
Yes.
And you said, "Hey, that's flesh."
Correct.
And what did you do next?
It was post-shower flesh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Glistening flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do next?
Said, this has possibilities.
And then you...
Stakeout.
You pulled up a chair.
Stakeout, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you feel any kind of weirdness about this? Is there is there a loved one in your life that thinks this is strange?
Yes.
Okay, what does the loved one say?
Cut it out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you invited the loved one to watch with you?
No.
No?
No.
Do you have a routine like? Do you go get dinner and then sit down in your favorite chair? And
no.
No?
No, it's catch as catch can.
Really? But you don't have it down to a schedule? You're not keeping a book or anything, are you?
No.
Okay, so it's just occasionally I see somebody.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you plan to continue with this activity?
Only if, you know, it's available.
Now, here's the operative question. Does it excite you?
Somewhat.
Does it add anything to your life?
No.
If it were to
it detracts.
If it were to be taken away tomorrow, would you miss it?
Slightly, but I would survive.
Hmm. You, sir, are a peeping Tom.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Bye.
That was a very interesting story from just one of the many listeners in our audience who regularly gets to see somebody in his vicinity without them knowing that he's watching, gets to see them doing all manner of personal things, whether it be toweling off or dressing, undressing, or just... having some sort of conjugal relations. And he doesn't know what it adds to his life or detracts, so that's nothing I could put my finger on. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, I just wanted to ask if Rob's not busy still. I need somebody to help me put a shed together in my backyard.
Okay, I think we're really kind of missing the point. When Rob said find something to do this weekend, I don't think he was talking about work or labor.
Oh.
He's probably talking about something relatively fun, you know, something interesting to do, not mowing lawns or putting together sheds. I could be wrong about this, but if I was Rob, that's not what I'd want to do this weekend. Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to make a general announcement again concerning radios in the background. You're going to have to, when you call in, adjust your volume downward, please. Thank you. Where was I now? I was telling you about being arrested this morning. And I'll continue with this story right after a word from this person. Hello, welcome to the air.
I think Rob should go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Why?
I don't know. I heard it's really good.
Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
How could you recommend something you haven't seen?
Well, I've heard the music from it.
You've heard the music from it?
Yeah, because there's a soundtrack out.
Well, why haven't you seen the movie?
Because, I don't know, I just never got around to it.
Now, are you afraid of seeing the movie?
No.
Uh-huh. Do you... have you had the experience of one of our most recent callers of seeing somebody opposite you or seeing somebody through a window undress or do something like that?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
Has anybody ever watched you?
Not that I know of.
That you know of. You don't know of. Okay.
No.
Now, do you like the music from Rocky Horror?
Yeah.
You do?
It's
okay.
It's pretty funny.
You think it's funny?
Yeah.
And you're recommending that Rob go see it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I think he'd have a good time.
Well,
Wait a second.
I think you're wrong.
Why?
I've seen that movie.
Oh, you have?
And I hate it. I really dislike that movie. It's just a total drag, and no pun intended.
Were you by yourself when you went to see it?
No, I was with a bunch of people. We watched it on video. And I know what you're going to say. That's not the same as seeing it in the movie theater, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, I may be alone, I may be in the minority on this. I don't like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, Rob will never know unless he sees it.
Yeah, Rob, you go and tell me what you think of it, but I know you're going to hate it.
Wait, I have a question. Why were you arrested?
Why was I arrested? I was trying to get people to guess.
Well, was it because you were in possession of illegal drugs or weapons or something?
No, nothing like that. Nothing that exciting or sexy.
Were you?
It was actually a very mundane thing.
Were you like jaywalking or something?
Yeah, that's it. Jaywalking, yeah. No, I was in my car. You're never going to guess, and no one out there is ever going to guess, so I'll have to tell you. Failure to pay a speeding ticket that I received back in May. I ignored it in hopes that it would go away.
So I guess they hunted you down or something?
No, they just, these particular police officers, and especially this one, he is in the same place just about every day as I go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him many, many times since May, and he hasn't done anything about, you know, my outstanding traffic ticket. But apparently there was a warrant out for my arrest because I hadn't shown up in court.
How many miles were you over the speed limit?
Not many. It was maybe 20.
Oh.
The thing is, this is an industrial area where the speed limit, even though it's not posted, is 25 miles an hour because you're supposed to know that. And if there's nothing else I can do for listeners of the show, I can let you know that when you're in an industrial area and you don't see a speed limit sign, you should be doing 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And when you're in a residential area and you don't see a speed limit sign, you should be doing 35 miles an hour. And if you're going over those speeds, you have no excuse whatsoever. Not even saying, you know, I'm 50 feet away from the front door where I work and I was on my way to work, you know?
Yeah.
That doesn't work. So forget about it right now. Anyway, so I was made an example of by being searched and frisked.
Well, why is that?
And handcuffed. And why is that?
Why did they make you take off your shoelaces and, like...
So I wouldn't hang myself over a speeding ticket? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. It seems kind of silly.
I think he just wanted to make me feel more comfortable by loosening up my shoes and my pants. And anyway, he was very upset with me. He lectured me, this police officer, because when he turned on his roof lights, as he referred to them, I was to have pulled over immediately. And instead, I continued on into the parking lot of my current place of occupation. And he didn't like that. He didn't like that he had to follow me into the parking lot. So, you know.
Did he just know it was you because of your license plate? Or?
I don't know. I think he recognized my car.
Oh, okay.
It has a big I hate police painted on it. I don't know, to be honest with you. Anyway, so do you have any recommendations you said besides going to see Rocky Horror for Rob? I mean, do you have a second choice?
I don't know.
Well, nothing.
Well, there are several. I don't know really what Rob's up for, how much excitement he's up for. But you know, he could go into the city if he wants. There's like clubs in the city. There's always stuff to do in the city.
We don't know that he's not in the city already.
Oh, well then, if he's already in the city, then he's probably already having a good time.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Rob, I mean, it really, if a kid can't figure out what to do in his own, you know, somehow I think we should think of things that he might not think on his own. For example, your little police scenario. You know, that might be something...
How do you mean?
Well, he didn't say he wanted to do something that was fun. He just said that he wanted to do something. He couldn't think of something to do. And, you know, there's any number of... I was thinking along more exotic lines, but I would... you know, come into the city and get himself into a lot of trouble. That's interesting. And that's... I was a little disappointed in you that you hadn't... I mean, a speeding ticket, I thought, with the music and everything, was going to be something fairly ominous.
Something fairly ominous? Like what?
I mean, I don't know.
What did
well,
you
no,
think I did?
Actually, if it was really good, you wouldn't be able to talk about it on the air, I guess. I have, actually. I called up about two cop stories. It's sort of a continuation.
Okay.
They had, outside my building today, about 20 of them, and that's really why I called, because I don't care what Rob does. But they had about 20 cops subduing a pit bull. And I have candid snaps of them firing the dart into the poor, cowering pit bull, and then lugging it to the police van to take it away. It was this is in Manhattan. It was evidently the biggest thing that happened around here for quite a while, and I just found it sort of interesting that people are selling drugs furiously on every street corner, and we got like 20 cops for the pit bull. I mean, it was very picturesque. It was nice weather, and they got a big crowd. They got 200 or 300 people.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
It was street theater.
Yeah, it really was. It was the biggest thing since the blimp crashed.
Did the pit bull try to bite anybody?
Oh yeah, they had it. They cuffed it.
They cuffed a pit bull.
They cuffed the pit bull. They had something around its neck, and then they had it cuffed to like a street sign. And it was bending the street sign.
You're kidding me?
No, and that's what everybody said. They said they've cuffed the pit bull. And I'm like, you know, I immediately thought pictures, Rodney King, videotape, something.
And they beat the pit bull with a flashlight.
No, they shot it with darts.
Resisted. The pit bull resisted.
They were scared of the pit bull.
They were scared.
Yeah, and the pit bull was scary, and then the pit bull was shot with darts.
And now the pit bull's dead.
Darts. And no, it did.
It's dead as a doornail. Believe me, it's dead.
I would... It would have been more graphic, but it just sort of slowed down. It took two or three
No,
shots.
I mean, they took it away and killed it, is what I'm saying.
You mean they
to
beat
you.
It up? They
no, they took it away and they put it under. They put it to sleep.
When you went to jail last night.
They put me to sleep. No, it wasn't last night. It was this morning.
And this morning. Well, whatever. I mean, was there any brutality? Was there any confrontation? Was there
No. There was nothing
like
that.
Was there a bad attitude?
There was very bad attitude because the cop who arrested me, he was very upset with me for, like I said, not pulling over immediately. He felt that I shouldn't have had to make him drive into the parking lot where I work. And
this is on the way to work?
This is as I was... Yeah, I mean, I was about 50 feet from the entrance to the parking lot where I work. And where I work happens to be in an industrial park in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. And all it is people going back and forth to work. There's no pedestrians or anything. And and it's so odd that he finds it necessary to pull people over for speeding.
Mm-hmm.
It's really strange because there isn't a lot of traffic there. And any traffic that is there consists of people going to and from their place of work.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more like a bummer than being given a ticket when you're going to work, you know. And so I just kind of ignored this ticket. I can't say why. I don't have a particular reason. But, you know, when I realized that the jig was up and that he had nailed me, I said to him, what can we do about this now?
Big mistake.
Why was that a big mistake?
Well, he probably thought that you were trying to offer him something.
No, no. There's no. Please believe me. There was no such implication.
No. Oh, okay. Because
what I said to him was,
they like to read into things.
Yeah, you know, he would have. I think he would have said to me, "What are you trying to bribe me or something?" But what I said was, you know, how can I take care of this now, or what can we do about this now? And he wasn't interested in what we could do about it. He wanted to arrest me. He had his mind set on handcuffing me.
Well, was there another agenda here?
Yes, the agenda was, he's a police officer in a boring town where nothing much exciting ever happens.
No, I was thinking more Midnight Express, like this could be, you know, like really something.
No.
I guess it would be hard to do Midnight Express in New Jersey, but...
Yeah, you're probably right. But anyway, do you have anything you want to suggest for Rob to do this weekend?
No, I the things I was thinking of were fairly salacious and things that would involve Rob not necessarily cooperating, and abduction, stuff like that, and that wouldn't be... that much fun for Rob, but at least it's more interesting than going to see Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
You know, this show is a lot like life. And you know how that is, listener? Hello, caller, listener, supporter,
yes.
Hello? Yes?
Yes?
You're on the air. How do you think this show is a lot like life?
Oh, good Lord.
Do you know?
Oh,
It's like a quiz show today, isn't it?
This
show is
its unpredictability, I guess. It's pretty normal.
It's like that
in response.
Like life, but it's also like life because there's so many different paths that you can follow on this program, and sometimes you choose one and you neglect the others, or you try to choose all of them at once. There's so many things that I wanted to talk about today, and I started talking about talk shows and the ones that I saw in the laundromat. Do you remember me talking about that? Earlier?
No, I missed
just
it.
Say
I,
yes.
I mean,
say
I just tuned in.
Okay. Anyway, I was talking about the Ricky Lake show and the Jenny Jones show and someone named Mo and the people they had on their program. Now, while I was watching these programs in the laundromat, being trapped and confined there, I was thinking, you know, they should change that expression, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all, to if you can't say anything nice, go on a talk show. Because there wasn't a nice thing to be said by any of these folks. And, one of the shows actually consisted of people who had spread rumors about each other. So Ricky Lake had these women on her show who had talked about each other behind each other's backs. And that's what the whole show consisted of, was asking them, why did you go and say that she had VD? And then the woman would respond, and then the so-called friend of this person would start yelling at her. And so the whole show consisted of two women basically having an argument on television. And I had to wonder to myself, it's like, who comes up with these people? Who comes up with these ideas? And why is it so compelling that it needs to be aired this way? I'm not compelled by it at all. It doesn't... As a matter of fact, it was giving me a headache because it consisted of this one set of people and then this other set of people yelling at each other for an hour. Can you believe it? An hour of network airtime. Devoted to, like, basically two people who you wouldn't stop on the street and watch arguing.
Don't they find these people, like, in, like, the back page of the Village Voice? Cause someone,
I don't know where they find
someone puts an ad there?
Yeah, you're probably right. But I'm just wondering, like, you know, isn't there some way that we can put a stop to this? Isn't there a law or something that's being broken? I mean, what do you think? Isn't there something better we can do? Isn't there something better we can do with? Isn't there something better we can do with that hour of airtime? Isn't there something honorable and decent and life enriching that we can do? I'm asking you a question here.
Yes, I know.
I'm sorry, you've caught me
off guard.
I'm sorry.
I don't have to face this question too often. I ask it too often, so.
Okay, what did you want to call and ask us?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I actually phoned the wrong number, but you caught me, and I thought maybe I could have answered a question, but I guess I can't.
You called the wrong number? How did you do that?
I missed by one number, and
who
I got you.
Who are you trying to reach?
Oh, a friend of mine.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is a wrong number call.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. The phone number here is 201-678-7743. Dial correctly. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, this is Rob.
Rob, how's it going with our suggestions?
Okay, I definitely don't want to do any physical
See the
labor.
New Robert Altman movie.
What's that?
See the new Robert Altman movie. I bet it's good.
I don't know if I'm in the mood for a movie this weekend. You know, like I've seen Rocky Horror a million times, you know, like back in 1970, you know?
Yes.
But I'm not in for trouble, you know? I don't want to get in trouble. I want to get away from trouble, you know?
Yeah, like, you know what you should
if
do?
If I want to do something, I want to get
drive
away
out.
With it.
You got a car, Rob.
Yeah, definitely.
Go for a nice long drive out west of here.
Yeah. Maybe I'd be interested in that girl who called up before suggesting Rocky Horror.
Thanks, Rob. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Okay, got it.
Now, you were saying.
I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Oh. Shortcuts was excellent.
You saw it, okay.
I saw it, yeah, and Mayor Koch was there at the same time.
Not in the movie.
No, he was in the theater.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, so your arrest this morning?
Yes.
I was there. Not at your arrest, but I've been arrested 3 times for driving with a revoked license.
Really?
All in 1 month.
And you were handcuffed in the whole 9 yards?
Well, the first time, it was in a very nice town, and they were very civil, although one of the policemen said that if I got up out of the chair, that he had just come from target practice that morning and he hadn't missed one. And
oh, really?
Yeah, he was just trying to, you know, I guess be macho.
That's cop humor. Come on.
Yeah, cop humor when, you know, I just totaled my car. Someone cut me off, and I banged into him, and my car was totally totaled. That was actually my father's car. And then they informed me I had no license, you know. And so they didn't tell me I was under arrest until I said, am I under arrest? You know, it was Essex Fells. So, you know, they were very civil. But then, like, less than a month later, I was driving through the Lincoln Tunnel. But mistakenly, I went through the exact change lane with a $5 bill. And they pulled me over for, you know, giving the woman a $5. I didn't even, you know, realize I was giving her a $5. And they took away my shoelaces, and they put me in one of those cells with the open lavatories.
Yes.
You know, this is for driving without a license. And then, like, a month later, you know, I'm still driving without a license, and I'm driving a rental
car. Oh, so obviously you haven't learned, though.
No. I was going insane at the time. I was under a lot of stress. Now
okay.
I'm driving with a license. I'm actually calling from the parkway.
All right.
And, so I'm sitting in a rental
car. Don't tell me you've been pulled over and you're calling from the parkway.
No.
Okay.
No. I pulled over to call you.
You're sitting in a rented vehicle.
I am now again sitting in a rented vehicle. But I was sitting in a rented vehicle in a fancy town in Bergen County, and someone drove by and called the police because I looked suspicious. I had Pennsylvania plates on the rented car. And,
are you a suspicious-looking character?
No, absolutely not. But in that town, anybody with a, you know, out-of-state plate sitting by the side of the road might be considered suspicious. I hope my girlfriend is listening right now because she'll get a kick out of this. But again, I was thrown in jail. And may I suggest to you, if your license is revoked at this point, do not drive anywhere without a license because it'll land you in so much trouble. They revoked my license for 5 months. I rode my bicycle and it cost me thousands of dollars.
This is a really sad tale, but is it coming to any kind of point or anything?
I've been there.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I understand the humiliation of having your shoelaces.
I just thought it was funny. I wasn't humiliated. I just thought, well, he's having a kick. You know, he's having a kick at my expense. But so I mean, so what? You know.
Right.
It doesn't take anything away from my life. I mean,
well,
it
wait till you get the fine.
I got the fine. I paid the fine.
Oh, they didn't charge you the $500?
No, they charged me $100 contempt of court, plus you know the charge for the speeding ticket.
Oh, they didn't revoke your license.
No.
Oh, you're lucky.
Revoke, Rivschmoke.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
The Parkway is such a noisy place. I always forget. Hello, welcome to the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
This is FMU.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying. This is FMU.
Yes, it is. You're on the air.
Yeah. I think
did you hear
people,
me? You're on the air.
Sure.
Okay.
I think the people.
You're listening to your radio, aren't you?
Nope.
Okay.
I think the people who talk on those talk shows are the type of people that get on the bus and claim to people they don't even know that they're actors.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
now,
think.
Now, do you think, let me ask you something, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but do you have any, like, weird, interesting, personal things going on in your life right now?
No.
No, you don't have any kind of divorce that you're going through or anything strange like that?
Nope.
I mean, okay, what is the most interesting thing that's happening in your life right now?
Nothing.
Nothing. What do you mean nothing?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. There's nothing at all.
Nope.
Wow. Do you know where I was going with this, what I was going to say?
About what? The talk shows?
No, about your life.
No.
No, okay. Now, I was going to say, let's say that something strange was going on in your life. Let's say that you had recently found out that the woman you were seeing had previously been married, and she'd been married for a really long time, and she never told you. Now, what if some producer of a talk show came to you and said, you know, we want to have you on our show to talk about this. Would you go?
No.
No. Then why are all these other people going?
That's what I'm saying. I think
that you think that they think that they're actors and actresses?
Right, and they may have been or may aspire to be. And that is their little bit of
fame.
Fame, exactly.
I'm going to live forever.
any type of regular person would not get on TV
and make a sham of their personal life.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You notice most of them cry at least once on the show.
The best ones are where they disguise the people. Because on this other show that I saw, hosted by this woman called Mo. No, was it the Mo show or the Jenny Jones show? It was Jenny Jones, right?
Right.
She had this this couple on there, husband and wife, and the wife was having a lesbian affair. And so they had the wife's lover on the show, too. And the whole program was about, should this husband leave his wife or stay with her because she didn't want to leave her lover, and she didn't see what she was doing as cheating. And so they had to put all these people in disguises because they wouldn't go on, you know, with their real faces. And so they put strange beards on the men and you know, glasses and wigs on the women. And it was really pathetic. It was kind of sad in a way.
I think also the audience gets like a superiority complex.
You're very bloody wise, you know that?
You know, because
you're very perceptive.
They say negative things about the people that's up on stage.
Yeah, they're able to stand up and go, you know, you people disgust me.
Exactly.
That's
right.
So
the shows, you know, like you said, it's a waste of time. And don't keep watching them because you could be trapped.
It's an unbelievable freak show is what it is. It's a freak show.
You'll stay in that laundromat like 3 hours watching three different talk
shows. No, I had to go outside and walk outside to get away from it all.
Right,
I had to.
Exactly. And you see the same problems over and over again, but you still watch them because it, like, draws you in. You know,
it's like a bad car accident. You can't turn away from it.
Exactly.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm with you
on
this one. Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Hello. Welcome to the air.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm addicted. I really am addicted to talk shows.
You're addicted to talk shows?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I particularly like Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah?
Yes.
Okay, so who did Oprah have on today?
Well, I couldn't see it today. This is the only time I ever missed it.
You're lying.
No.
You are.
Why am I lying?
Okay, tell me what was on yesterday on Oprah.
Missed that one, too.
Okay, the day before.
Missed that one, too.
What's the last Oprah show you saw?
Last Oprah show I saw? That would have to be when she had a bunch of, a bunch of teenage kids on TV, and they were dressing, their parents didn't agree with what they were dressing with, what they were dressing on.
You know, I don't believe you. I don't believe that you're addicted to talk shows. I don't know why, but I get a really powerful vibe from you that you're not telling me the truth. Am I right?
Well, okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling, though. It was a good try. Hello, welcome to the air.
Chris?
Yes.
Hey, I'm at a really cheap payphone here. It's okay. Sean, the bass player.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
You know,
you delivering pizzas?
Well, man, I can't hear anything on this payphone.
Are you delivering pizzas, Sean?
Yeah, I'm delivering pizzas again.
Okay.
That's why I'm at a payphone.
All right. What's up, Sean?
You know, I'm at a really bad payphone. You know, hey, I'm going to call you back in like 5 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
I got to find another payphone.
Bye.
My bosses are going to kill me for this.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, later.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, this is the girl who called and suggested that Rob see the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, and you're involved, right? You're not going to go out with Rob.
Oh, well, see, it's not because of that. It's because, see, I'm not involved. But the thing is, well, yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I turned 16.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You sounded so much, you know...
Older?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, so you're too young for Rob to go out with
well,
you.
Well, I figure I must be, because if he was watching Rocky Horror Picture Show in 1970, he must be like 30.
It's not that. The problem is that you're underage, so he couldn't take you across the state lines. He really couldn't even... I mean, you're basically San Quentin Quail. You're jailbait.
Yeah.
So well, I wouldn't suggest to one of my listeners that they date a 16-year-old. Well, I'm sorry. Unless they were 16.
What?
Unless the other person was 16. You should be seeing 17-year-olds or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know. It's just that I don't think that would be a healthy relationship.
You're absolutely right. You have a lot of, you know, you have a lot of insight for a 16-year-old.
And but he doesn't know what I look like, so why? I don't understand.
He's lonely. Can't you hear the pathetic tone in his voice? You can't hear that pouring out through the airwaves, how lonely and pathetic Rob is. First of all, he calls me asking me what he should be doing with his weekend. That's pathetic road sign number one. Pathetic road sign number two is that he calls back and asks if you could hook up with the girl who called. So, I mean, you're batting like 1,000 here, Rob.
I think you should call his friends and see what they're doing.
Yes, you're absolutely right. But thanks for calling back and at least letting us know that we missed your birthday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Poor Rob. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Yes.
I think Rob has, he's just crying out. It's a public cry out that he's doing.
I would love nothing more than to use my airwaves to bring people together, but Bronwyn tried that. About a year ago, you know, she tried to do a thing where she brought listeners together, and it was a disaster.
Right.
I mean, she told me, frankly, it was a disaster, and I don't want to get involved in that same kind of deal.
Well, I think he should, if he does have a job, I don't know, I think he should direct his attention more to his job, and maybe he'll do a little better, and he'll have less time to think about doing something, or maybe he could pick up on a public sermon somewhere in his area. Maybe God is what he needs.
In his life.
No craziness, just God.
You're probably right. Do you have God in your life?
Oh, yes.
Yes, you do?
Definitely.
What major religion are you part of, or minor?
And I'm every religion.
Really? Wasn't that a song by Whitney Houston?
I'm every religion. All right. Okay, so maybe if Rob calls back, you tell him to either work harder at his job or find God.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Great advice, huh? Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, I think Rob and that girl should go on a talk show.
You're absolutely right. People who meet over the air, that on the next Oprah Winfrey show.
Right?
How's that?
That's what I said.
I know what you said, so I'm repeating it back to you.
Thank you. So they should go on that talk show and discuss their feelings for each other because...
You would be...
It's the right thing to do. You know, you got to get these feelings out. Otherwise, it gets bottled up, and you get hurt, is what happens.
Yeah, you're right.
You just got to admit your feelings to yourself and to each other.
Thanks. Thanks for that savvy advice.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
The number here is 201-678-7743. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
I found God.
And, I didn't know he was missing.
Amazing.
That's the standard
one. What you turn up when you move the refrigerator.
Yes.
Now, I'm calling about the other talk shows.
Okay.
Yeah,
on phone lines with us now, ladies and gentlemen.
You people make me sick.
Which people?
Oh, just in general. I was reiterating what you said about the when the guy brought up the moral superiority of the people watching the crazies on the talk shows. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. I always find that was a big part of it. It's particularly where it's something to do with sex.
Yes.
Okay, am I heralded yet?
Yes, you are. Now
okay,
you can,
I'm heralded.
I don't feel right until I do that, Jim.
Okay, well, I feel right, too, and okay. I want you to feel right, too.
We all feel right. Thanks.
Good.
On the phone lines with us now, ladies and gentlemen, cartoonist Jim Ryan.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's great the way that anything to do with sex, people can be turned on, you know, titillated, and feel morally superior to the people who are turning them on at the same time.
I know, and
how dare you do such horrible things, and meanwhile they're sort of quivering inwardly at, you know,
the very thought.
Yeah, at the thought of this weird behavior.
You should have heard the people who were in the audience of this Jenny Jones show when the woman who was having the lesbian affair was talking about, you know, why she's having a lesbian affair and what she gets from women that she doesn't get from men. I mean, the audience was like going, ah, you know, like there was this just rapid intake of breath and people like sighing and making all these disapproving noises and stuff.
Hey, I think Howard Stern has it right. I hate to preface any sentence that way, but lesbianism sells.
You're probably right, Jim.
You know? And the other thing is that talk shows, even like in the Johnny Carson era, you know, if a guy had once eaten 50 hard-boiled eggs in a sitting,
he could
get on a talk show because he had done something, even if it was stupid, that was kind of extraordinary. And now you don't even have to do anything extraordinary.
No,
you just have to do something stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Or just do something.
And have enough.
No, you don't even
there.
Have to do
I
that,
done
Jim.
The same stupid.
The
thing.
Secret, really, to getting on a talk show these days is to be able to reveal something about your life that's humiliating and degrading.
And cry.
And be able to put your humiliation on public display. That's all you really need to do.
Yeah, this started with, like, all the, you know, with minor celebrities coming on and, you know, revealing about the time they, you know, about how they just went so low as to drink paint thinner. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it's kind of gone to this, that they really actively recruit these people.
They seek them
and
out.
So a lot of these people actually are unemployed actors.
Yeah.
The ones in the makeup a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, they'll say, well, who do you need? Oh, yeah, I'm a male transsexual lesbian, definitely.
Jim, it would be the crowning glory, the true stupendous achievement of my life if I can get it myself on one of those talk shows on the flimsiest and phoniest of pretexts.
I bet you could.
I think I should put my mind to it. Thanks for calling, Jim.
Bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Chris?
Yes.
Jeez, it's about time. I'm out of payphone here, man.
Okay.
It's Sean the bass player again.
Hi, Sean.
How are you? I just wanted to tell you, I don't think you should ever do another True Cocktails episode.
Why is that?
Because, okay, I never get in trouble with my local law enforcement officials. Well, usually never.
Okay.
I haven't for a while. I listen to your show twice this weekend. I get frisked.
You got frisked
twice.
Really?
And I think your show jinxed me. It jinxed you too. I mean, you got busted.
It jinxed me. You're right.
It's not good.
What did you get pulled over and stopped for and frisked for?
It was that Friday night, and me and a couple of my friends were walking to a bar. It's about a mile away. So we figured we'd be responsible because, you know, this way we could walk and get drunk and we don't have to worry about it. We get pulled over for walking.
Wow.
Granted, we're all, like, holding beers in our hands, but...
You were breaking the open container, Laura,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. My two friends were. I had already drank my beer. And, you know,
and tossed it on somebody's lawn.
And, no, I recycled it, actually.
Recycled it on somebody's lawn.
No, in the woods.
In the... Oh. You know, they don't break down over time, Sean. It's not...
Three cop cars pull up.
Yeah.
I think I got to shovel more money in this.
1 minute has ended.
I'm going,
please
I'm
signal
going.
When through.
No. No.
I'm putting more money in. Right here. I'm jamming in every quarter.
Okay. So, continue.
So they pull up. Three cars. Like, we need three cop cars, you know? So then he's just like, where are you going? What are you doing? Can I see ID? And he goes, you know, do you mind if we search you? He's like, oh, okay.
Did he smile when he said that?
Well, the one cop we kind of knew, he kind of knew us. So he was all right, but he searched us. It's kind of funny because a friend of mine had some contraband in his jacket pocket.
And they didn't find it. Yeah.
We used the Jedi mind trick.
Oh.
We told him, you know, everything is okay, we are free to leave. And he was like, yeah, everything's okay, you're free to leave.
Very good.
So good. So they left, we sparked up and walked the rest of the way to the bar. It was pretty good.
Smoking.
And then I went to see Cypress Hill Sunday at Montclair State College, and we got there late, and so they had already taken down the metal detectors. So they had to, you know, frisk us by hand. And this time I had the contraband.
And it was found.
Trick, didn't find it, sparked up, it was all right.
Excellent.
So, but please just don't do any more true cop tales.
You got it.
I mean, they're just bad news.
Just for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
That was Sean, the bass player. I'm getting a regular
coterie of listeners here. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, I called. I know we weren't taking calls yesterday, but I called anyway because I didn't have a radio with me. And a nice lady answered, and she gave me a schedule for the radio programs or something. She's sending it to me.
Yes.
Do you have the name of that woman?
Oh, I don't know. What time of the day did you call?
Well, it was from 6 to 7, but I'm
six
really not
to
sure
seven.
On that time of day.
Who was on yesterday from 6 to 7? Is that what you're asking me?
No, I'm saying there was a show. It was like Harry Kevorkian or something like that, was it? Like Happy Hour?
Oh, Harry Kevorkian? We have someone on the air now called Harry Kevorkian?
No, that's a great name.
No,
what was your show yesterday from 6 to 7?
It was probably the Happy Hour.
Yeah, that's the Happy Hour. That's
okay. And you want to know who the DJ was you spoke to?
No, I called, and no, you know, they weren't taking calls, but I just called anyway.
But that's what I'm telling you. You called this phone number, this same phone number,
right.
And you spoke to the DJ while the DJ was playing records.
It was a woman.
And the DJ was a woman, and you would like to know who that woman was.
Yes, I do.
Okay, have I figured it out? Why do you want to know?
Because she's nice.
Oh, well, a lot of people are nice, pal. And I can't give out every nice person's name. I'd be here all day.
Do you know a guy named Joel Bear?
No, I can't say that I do. But
you
know what you can...
Because Upsala College.
You think what?
This is Upsala College, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I know he goes to it.
Oh, I know Joe now. Yeah, I remember
Joel.
Joel. That's right, Joel. That's what I said. He's a short guy, right? He wears glasses?
No, he's tall, long blonde hair.
That's the guy, yeah. Tall guy.
Oh, yeah?
Long blonde hair.
What grade is he in?
He's what?
What grade is he in? What year?
He's in his second year here.
Wrong.
That's the guy. No. What year is he in?
He is a junior. Thank you. You don't know who Joel is?
No, I think he's lying to you. I think he got left back.
Really?
Yes.
Well, when is Joel's birthday? Ask me that.
Joel's birthday is March 16th.
Wait a minute, that's right. Who are you?
I do know Joel, see?
Ah, you do know Joel, do you?
Yes, I do. And next time I see him, I'm going to tell him to kick your ass.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. You said before that there was nothing worse than getting a ticket than going to work.
Yes.
Well, I've discovered something worse.
What's that?
Getting a ticket when you're trying to pull over to call into aerial view.
No, that didn't happen.
Sure did, man.
Just now?
Yeah.
Wow, where are you?
I'm on Route 23 in Wayne. You want to know the scenario?
Oh, there's your problem right there. Stay out of Wayne.
It's my hometown, and I'm proud.
Jesus.
Listen, man. I pull into the shoulder to make a call at a gas station.
Yes.
And there's this cop, and he's standing in the shoulder near the intersection. Mm. And he gets in this stance, and he puts his hand out.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I don't know what he said. I imagine he said, "Halt." Or something.
Now, did he have his car nearby?
Yes.
Okay.
An unmarked.
Okay,
car.
So he was a shoulder getter. He's a guy who stands in the shoulder and sees.
He stood in the shoulder. He pulled me over, man.
Was it your impression that he was standing in the shoulder with the only reason being to pull people over? I mean,
yes. There's a point when the law enforcement goes beyond law enforcement and becomes
revenue enhancement.
Licensed. Extortionists for the state.
Yeah.
Look, yesterday, I was driving down Route 18, another road I should stay away from, with my girlfriend. She has an unregistered vehicle. Not a smart thing, but we're driving. I'm going to get pulled over. I'm a cop magnet.
The best thing that you have going for you when you get pulled over is if you're not doing anything wrong. That's the best thing that you can have going for you.
Just stop breaking the law.
Breaking the law,
breaking
the law.
Breaking the law. I'm ashamed to know that.
Yes, okay, well, thanks for calling. I'm so sorry that you got pulled over when you were calling my program.
That's okay. I have a suggestion for Rob.
Okay.
Was it Bob or Rob?
Rob.
Okay, listen to this. Somebody suggested a bass ale.
Yes.
If it comes to the Melody in New Brunswick tonight,
yes,
I'm working there spinning discs. I'll buy him a bass.
The Melody in New Brunswick. Okay.
Right.
Thanks. Hello, welcome to the air. Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, I messed up. I was going to do a Bill Clinton impression.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I don't want to hear a Bill Clinton impression. That's the only problem. The show is ending soon. And Bill Berger will be here shortly. And his program is called The Hip Bone. Now, let's see who's on the airways. Hello. No, there's nobody there. I'm sorry. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Bronwyn. She's not back on the air, is she?
No.
Do you miss her?
I miss her terribly. I miss her more than words can say.
Do you...
I used to love her radio program.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you see her out, you know, do you see her?
No.
She's your friend, though, right?
Yes, she's my friend, but I never saw her when she was on the air. I mean, Bronwyn lives in Brooklyn,
really?
And she lives with her husband, and, you know, they never go out in public. They don't see anybody. I mean, the thing is that, here's the problem, is that they won't venture, like, out beyond a certain point, I don't think. And they're both very incredibly busy people, too busy for their friends.
Right.
Even so you never get to see them.
You're saying even when she was doing a show, you didn't see
her? I saw her very rarely. If I saw Bronwyn outside of the station, it was a rare occasion. Like, I was invited over to her house for Thanksgiving, though.
This year?
Yes, this year passed.
And try to be careful with the car this time.
With the what?
The car.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's when I had my accident, and I got sued.
Yeah.
So it was a bittersweet Thanksgiving, because I really love Bronwyn and her husband, Sean. I think they're two of the finest people that, you know, God has ever put on this planet. And I don't believe in God, so that's saying a lot. But, I really enjoy their company and would like to partake of it more, but I know that would require, like, me going to Brooklyn. You know what I mean? And, unfortunately, I don't know.
I just wish she'd at least call on your show once in a while. You know?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Do that anymore.
She used to, but she doesn't have time for me anymore. So there you go.
You know, I don't hold it against her.
Can you tell that it upsets me that it's a sore subject?
Yeah. I feel the same way, and I don't even know her.
Yeah. We all miss you, Bronwyn.
We miss you, but, you know, just do what you have to do.
Yeah, go live your life.
Babe.
Leave us behind. See if we care. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay, this show is ending shortly. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a police story.
Uh-huh.
I was in Asbury Park. I was drunk driving. I got pulled over by...
Look, I can't listen to another police story that begins with, I was molesting a small child, and all of a sudden I was pulled over. I don't know what I was doing wrong. That wasn't the point of my True Cop Tale show. The point of that show was not, you know, I was busily cutting down the cocaine that I had so that I could resell it, and all of a sudden I was pulled over. The point of that program was I was doing nothing. There was nothing out of the ordinary with what I was doing, and I was pulled over. Instead, I'm getting the stories. I was driving drunk, and I was pulled over. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, oh, hi. Boy, this delay is really killing me here. I just wanted to talk to you about an incredibly annoying Sally Jesse Raphael I had seen over the summer.
No, not Sally Jesse. Annoying? No.
Well, you know, they're just trying to expose these incredibly outrageous people and saying how what an awful influence they are on youth. They had this this band from San Francisco that nobody in the world had ever heard of that made this big deal out of this ritual pot smoking and throwing joints to the crowd. And this guy tries to light up a joint in the studio, and she's like, well, there's no smoking in the studio, and, you know, they try to hustle this guy. They go to a commercial break. And, you know, everyone in the audience is all outraged about... you know, oh, look at this is doing our youth. This is this huge thing. And she even made reference to them, you know, thousands of fans. And then they show this little Super 8 clip, this little handheld video thing him in this club, and there's like 20 people, and they're all diving for joints in the crowd. And, I mean, she gave this guy a much, she spread the word of this guy far worse than this guy was doing on his own. Incredible.
I'll tell you, though, it's the competition's so fierce now. There's got to be 10 or 12 of those kinds of talk shows on the air. They're killing each other for topics. They're literally running over each other, and I'm sure they're probably paying people. It's got to be to the point where they've got to pay
people.
Actually,
they do. There's sort of a union scale they pay. It's like close to like $1,000.
Yeah, I'm sure it used to be enough just to say, hey, would you like to be on TV? And people would go, yeah, I want to be on TV. Yeah. But now they got to pay you.
Well, it's funny that
I'm getting on one of those shows.
Well, have you seen this guy who just wrote the book about how to pick up women even though you're a loser? He's been on, like, originally, like, earlier in the year, he had been just going showing up about this relationship he was having a girl, saying how he could pick up these women all the time. And then all of a sudden, like, now he's making the round again as an author. So it's like his celebrity sort of came out of as being a guest. And he got a book out of it.
It's a great scam. Wish I could talk about it more. I got to go.
Okay,
thanks.
It's 7 o'clock.
Yes, it's 7 o'clock. William Berger's here with the Hip Bone program. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody said anything about Richard Bay.
That's right. You're right. The less said about Richard Bay, the better. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi. Aren't people who call your show sort of like those people on TV shows?
No, they're nothing like that.
Oh, I mean...
Thanks, got to go. We'll be back next week with another aerial view. Stay tuned for William Berger and the Hip Bone program.
Wusste es nicht, dass es Kind war. Alles war ihm beseelt und alle Seelen waren eins. Als das Kind Kind war, hatte es von nichts eine Meinung, hatte keine Gewohnheit.
Gee whiz, sir, I couldn't get through to you. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, I couldn't get through to you.
Yeah?
And so I don't know what to do.
What's the matter?
I couldn't get through.
Who is it?
It's me.
Who is you?
It's me, Billy.
What happened to Bill?
Moved out to WMFU.
He joined the Illuminati.
Gee, what's the matter with Billy? He looks kind of spaced out.